Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo! Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt, anyone that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's show, we have the Crotch Shot Radio Show Cougar to give us a send-off. Go, Cougar. Go, Cougar. Cougar. Down, Cougar. Down. Down, Cougar. Down. Yes. Today we're doing news and commentary. We've been covering a lot of news. I know we've been doing a lot of news, and I know a lot of you want to hear some specific stuff. On specific subjects. But I mean, there has been so much news, so much crap going on in the world that, I mean, it's hard to, really just specify on just one subject and just focus on one subject when the news is just going at, like, the speed of light. There's crap happening in this part of the world, there's crap happening here, there's crap continuing going on here, that new details are coming out at all time, it's coming out at breakneck speed, so I have to cover it. I have to keep everyone informed, and do it the Brooklyn way, do it my way, and have a little fun with it. So first story we got up is shipping our economy, our jobs, and our prosperity to China. This is from Blacklisted News, Michael Snyder. As the U.S. economy continues to implode, large American corporations are investing billions upon billions of dollars in China. In fact, I'm surprised a lot of Americans haven't decided to try to get their jobs back by moving to China or India. Hell, I mean, if it's good, you know, Mexicans do it all the time. They come over here and take our jobs. Why not? Why not? Why don't we become the illegal immigrants and start going to these countries and start sending their wealth back to the United States? Why not? I mean, you know, wouldn't it be refreshing? Oh no, you're calling China. Dude, you sound like you're from Brooklyn. Yeah, no, I'm from Brooklyn. I moved to China. My name is really Ted. That would be so refreshing and stuff. Hello, my name is Ted. Ted, first of all, your name is probably Sanjay Gupta. You're already starting this relationship on a lie. Now, help me fix this computer. I do not know what the fuck you're talking about. We do not have that. It says Toshiba on it. Oh, my goodness. Wrong script. I thought you were calling HP. You know they double up there, too. They just, a call center is a call center. They just work off a script of possible problems, and they just read you from that script. Not, you know, I refuse to think that there in India there's a whole nation of IT geniuses over there. All the IT geniuses are here in the United States, all right? USA, they took our jobs! Yeah, USA, you know what I mean? Hold on, we got Lenny Bruce. Lenny!
Hey,
you Greek bastard, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yes. So what you think of China taking our jobs?
Our jobs?
Our jobs.
Our jobs. Well, you know, we need jobs.
Yeah, I mean, over the past several decades, hundreds of factories and manufacturing facilities that would have been constructed in the United States, along with millions of decent-paying jobs, have ended up going to China. You know what? I think that like that's
ask
like the big.
Ask me. I'll give you a good answer.
Okay. What do you think on that?
I think that Bill Clinton didn't give all our jobs away to NAFTA from the beginning, and then keep on promoting it with all the rest of that bullshit. Everybody would have a job today. Our country would be in great financial shape. And by the way, Bill Clinton is the poster boy for the Democrats this year, so they can all win again. I'm not voting for one Democrat.
No. It's not a natural process. It's not because we don't want to do the jobs or they're just promoting NAFTA. This is being deliberately done. They foreclosed on everybody to get control over companies. It's all them who own it now, and they're moving off of America so that we can be completely deindustrialized. Even when it didn't make sense, they took our factories away.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
This is on purpose. And Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar. He's the poster boy for the NWO. We don't have two parties. We have one party.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's called NWO, right?
Yeah.
He's a Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes Scholars are from Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes, the guy that cornered the diamond market, and the Milner Group, and all these roundtables. It's on purpose. They're trying to create the Anglo-American establishment. Well, I mean, that's not even it, but that's what they call it. That's their, you know, it's supposed to be a world parliament and all this stuff. And so Rhodes Scholars are made to be placed in your organization to change all your policies.
Right. I mean, what I'm just thinking is, I mean, When we were a manufacturing nation, I mean, did you hear of any Americans just dying from overexhaustion?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, there's so much work. So I mean, part of me thinks that this is just you know, we're shipping all their jobs, but the jobs are gonna come back because we would have killed off enough Chinese.
They're not gonna come back. It's on purpose. And they even took the machines out of the empty factories. If we wanted to have factories now, number one, they'd kill us. But number two, we'd have to get the machines from scratch. When you drive by the empty factories, take a look inside. The machines are gone. It's not because they just closed down. They emptied it, which even cost a fortune to do. The Chinese didn't need our machines. It was way more expensive to ship them over there than to just make them new over there. They did that just to screw us completely. We have to. It's like the 1700s. We'd have to start from scratch.
I mean, but I'm pretty sure we could do it. I mean, but I mean, because I remember reading an article on how this this younger Chinese generation, they want to get paid better. They're not going to want to do break their backs for no money. So I mean,
sure
it's going to. I mean, what do you mean should they do?
They want those things. They want more money. They want better treatment. But the reason they were very attracted to communism is because of the British East India Company forcing opium or whatever. It was the abuses and whatever of the Anglo-American establishment, England and whatever, and then the United States being operated by England would go over there and force drugs on them from India and force them into China, even with gunboats and everything. That's why they brought in Mao. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was reading this article on how those days of cheap Chinese labor are going soon to be a thing of the past.
Well, then they'll go to Africa, or they'll go somewhere else, but they will not come back here. And go ahead. I think you should try to get a loan to make a factory. You'll see you can't get one. No one can get one. And even if you, for some reason, had money under the bed, decided to make, they'll shoot you. You can't. We're to be deindustrialized. Try it.
So even if they do legalize industrial hemp, there's nothing we can do about it.
They're not going to do that. The reason it's illegal is not for the drug part. It's for the cloth part. It's because of DuPont. Otherwise, your genes would last forever.
Right. I mean, but they do make hemp genes still, though.
Sure they do. But they're trying to make that as illegal as possible, make it as unattractive as possible. They're trying to discourage that as much as possible. See, the big dodge is they say, well, we're going to get the hemp that doesn't have THC in it. Well, that's not the issue in the first place. That's not why they make it illegal. That's just a gotcha, because they want to put everybody in prison who can't be controlled, so that you're going to be forced to do manufacturing the way the Chinese do, in prison. If the jobs do come back, they'll come into prison.
So,
$0.20 an hour.
Yeah, what do you think of this this next article I got here? Beijing starts gang-locking lower-income migrant villages. The government calls it sealed management. China's capital has started gating and locking some of its lower-income neighborhoods overnight, with police or security checking identification papers around the clock in a throwback to an older style of control. It's Beijing's latest effort to reduce rising crime, often blamed on millions of rural Chinese migrating to cities for work. The capital's Communist Party secretary wants the approach promoted citywide, but some state media and experts say the move not only looks bad, but imposes another layer of control on already stigmatized vulnerable migrants.
Welcome to 1800s America, where the Pinkerton corporate fascist security would come in and control the union town, so that you couldn't go outside to buy at a different store. You had to buy at the union store where your union job was. It was a town that was a whole factory, right? And you couldn't go anywhere, and you were locked down, and they'd shoot you if you left or shoot you if you protest.
Mm.
That's what they're doing there now. That's what the story means. Welcome to the 1800s. It already happened here.
Right. So basically they're trying to discourage any move towards a free market system in China.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
You work at the shoe factory, and the shoe factory owns the store, the only store you can go to, and they own the church, and they own the whole town. And you live in that town, you can't leave. Yeah.
Hmm.
Corporations are becoming democracies.
Well, you don't have to be free to compete. That's what they're trying to say.
Right.
It's
right.
Awful. It's sickening.
I mean,
I'm laughing
because
it's embarrassing. It's just sickening.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're locking people into their...
It's awful.
It's
wrong.
Yeah, you can't, we got to make sure these people don't got no jobs.
The thing is, when you don't know anything about history, they don't know anything about American history. They're never taught that. You're then subject to repeat it. So they're repeating our experience because they've never heard of our experience.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't teach us anything about Chinese history, which is why we're developing our own martial arts and smoking opium still. Crouching monkey. Stinky bum. You know? Actually, American Kung Fu consists of us just throwing our fecal matter at each other like gorillas.
It's very ineffective.
Yeah. It's just unsanitary.
But the Boxer Rebellion over there was, the Taoists got so pumped up, they thought they could repel bullets with spiritual power. Well, they were wrong.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm a little too confident, you know.
Dude, I lost all faith in Kung Fu since David Carradine got choked out.
Well, they showed Indiana Jones, the guy who was coming at him with every knife and martial art move in the world, and he just shot him. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But you still wouldn't want to pick on an Israeli.
Yeah, they'll beat you up while claiming to be the victim. Bang, bang, bang in your face. Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of funny because that's how I was taught. Because I train martial arts, and they're like, if a motherfucker is dumb enough to come at you with a gun and to steal you kill the motherfucker, and you say, why did you commit suicide?
Really? You were actually taught false flag terrorism?
What happened?
You were taught false flag terrorism?
My instructor was an Israeli commando from Jordanian Israeli war.
In 83. Well, that's how they think. That's how they think. You're supposed to claim they did it to themselves.
Well, no, I think he meant it more as a joke, but it's like if somebody's dumb enough to attack you. You kill the motherfucker. And then, you know, sarcastically you say, why did you commit suicide?
That's how they think. That's exactly it. That's like the girl from George Washington University who drew the swastika on her own door and then went to the cops.
Why would that's the same, that's on the same par as how certain women like if the guy that they just gave consent to sleep with just leave like loves them, does the love them and leave them thing, the next day they want to teach him a lesson, so they claim false rape allegations.
Yeah.
So somebody pissed her off, she drew a swastika and she did it just to get back at the college. The college probably did something to her. Well, pissed her off. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know, that's just how certain women are. Just silly.
That's how they're trained to be. I just made a tiny URL so people can see that video. It's at tinyurl.com/JewFalseFlag. You can make your own custom URL for it.
Ah.
It'll take you to the YouTube video.
Are you in Christie's? You're still in Christie's chat.
Yeah,
You're not in my chat.
I'm in your chat, too.
Oh, you are?
I have a Macintosh. I can be in multiple places at once.
Well, okay. Well, no, you're not in the Crouch Out Radio chat room. You're in the TalkShoe chat room.
It, you see me?
Yes. Oh, okay. This is where the fun is.
Yep.
So, yeah, let me copy that and put that in the chat room there. Yeah, but that Israeli martial arts is no joke. They actually, you know, I was actually able to use it against some dude trying to stab me.
Really?
Yeah, basically the main point is you attack the weapon, then the man.
Hmm.
But, you know, they're taught war from early on. They're no joke. So, anyways, this is kind of like the no shit factor, right here from the no shit file here. ISI behind Mumbai attacks. I mean that's kind of part of the question here. I mean, before I get into the story, I mean that's part of the question why I can't really understand the whole Israeli thing behind 9/11, because I can't forget how Pakistani ISI. Mainstream news sent money to one of the 9/11 hijackers.
They're not the only actors in this play.
Right.
I believe they were the ones brought in to do the spraying down of the building with that nano thermite, but I don't think they were completely it was not from outside the country.
Right.
I mean, because you're not going to – okay, let's say you're really out of work and you live in New York, and someone wants to hire you, and you're supposed to help bring down the Statue of Liberty in a false flag attack. You're not going to take that job.
No, of course not.
I mean, what American is going to take the job of spraying up the World Trade Center? It was closed down electricity-wise for 2 weekends, the first 2 weekends in its entire history, the 2 weekends before 9/11. And how we know this is all the computer people took that Monday and Tuesday off because they had been working all weekend keeping the machines up on battery power while the World Trade Center was all the power was turned off.
Right. That got scrubbed off. I can't find mainstream article that says that.
Right. But that there's tons of testimony to that. There's a guy the guy that makes 9/11 synchronicity. I found 4 or 5 others who had the same testimony. There were all kinds of people wandering through the building with carts, they said, in white outfits. That would have been the 900 art students the feds captured and just sent back to Israel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard of this guy. His name is John Elinoff.
Mm-mm.
Jonathan Elinoff. He actually discovered that there were Israelis living in the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah, the art students,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing, but of course you don't hear Alex Jones talking about that anymore.
Well, they paid like a $50,000 fee for quitting their lease just before the thing went up.
Yeah.
And they claimed they had made a ledge outside. You can't make a ledge outside. I mean, like, they opened their window. And if you're in a height, you can't open the window and make a ledge.
Yeah, they actually he actually showed that they hired a helicopter to take a picture of them.
Wow.
I mean, that's at NewWorldOrderReport.com. I mean, Jonathan Eleanor. I mean, he's a former, I don't know if this is true, but a former Freemason. He got kicked out because he was trying to film one of their...
Former Freemason. Is that like former CIA?
Yeah, well, apparently. I mean, that's allegedly. I mean, I've had him on the show before a couple years back. He was trying to film one of the rituals, and he got caught, and they kicked him out.
It's hard to get kicked out. They tend to just kill you.
Yeah.
They don't want you running around with their secrets.
So, I mean, if you get a chance, check out Core of Corruption. That's his DVD. I mean, he has a lot.
I have that.
Oh, yeah, that's Jonathan Eleanor.
Okay, I just didn't attach the name. I have that, his first DVD. He was supposed to make 5 of them or something.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, money issues.
Yeah, no one ever buys them. I never buy them either. I always get them off content or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the article here where he...
I'm going to look into that guy.
Yeah. I mean, again, I mean, you've already downloaded the show that he had it on, and you said you... Wait, he had Luke Rakowski on his show? Come on.
I have his full DVD. It was DVD 1. I have the bought DVD. I just didn't buy it.
Yeah, no wonder he doesn't want to talk. No wonder he doesn't want to come back on my show.
Can I interject for 1 minute, please?
Go ahead.
Okay.
That Colorado We Are Change split from We Are Change a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, you can't win whether they see you as part of We Are Change or not part of We Are Change. It's somehow you're excluded either way. It's not fair.
Don't worry. I got my sights on one person then.
All right. Ladies.
You guys just keep moving. You're doing good work.
Yeah, I really don't want to focus on them much anymore, right? unless they fuck up major, and then I gotta, like, yay.
Well, you can tell it's one of these NWO scams when it's a catch-22 from all directions. I mean, you know, when they've really got you from all sides. God, that's really sick.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate these tricks that these people put up.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, okay, what else we got going on here? Let me try to... Just trying to find the article again. Can't, you know, you're right. I can't do no research while I'm doing the show. It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of, you know, I know this is, like, not real news, but I thought this was kind of funny. Putin takes Van Damme to Ultimate Fighting match.
They had one in Russia or what?
Yeah, they did. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, never shy of a macho photo opportunity, has visited a championship match of Ultimate Fighting with a fellow strongman, Hollywood star Jean-Claude Van Damme. Ultimate Fighting, hopefully known in Russian as Fight Without Rules, is a vicious combination of boxing and karate where virtually anything goes save eye gouging, biting, and it's wildly popular in the south of Russia. So it seemed a perfect night out for the man who has dominated Russia for the last decade. The film star, known for a string of martial arts films, the pair, who have known each other for years, sought to catch up on Wednesday evening at a restaurant in the Black Sea Resort of Sochi, known for its fish specialties, and an Italian chef, Putin's spokesman, said. They just talked, and then they kissed, and then they made sweet love. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not seen as being awfully gay over there when they do that kissing thing. It's not...
It's not gay?
It's really creepy to us, I know. It's creepy.
Well, hey, we're talking about a guy that a few years back, you know, he freaking went up to a boy, lifted up his shirt, and kissed him on the stomach. What the hell is that about?
That is darn creepy, yeah.
Like, what the hell? I mean, I don't even do that to kids that I know.
Now, you won't see me doing that. No way.
But you did that to me last night. What the hell was that about?
I live in another state. I just want to make that clear.
What the hell? You know, I was like, hey, Lemmy, how you doing? I was about to give I was about to give you a handshake, and you just lifted up my shirt, and you kissed me on my belly button, and I was like, what the hell? I just thought it was your custom. I just didn't want to question it and offend you.
Oh, I would question it. If somebody did that near me, I'd punch them.
I mean, you were like Frenching my belly button. I was like, what the hell? I guess this is what they do. I don't know. I didn't want to embarrass you. I just, you know.
where would I be from? Creepistan?
Sex offendia.
Well, yeah. How they legitimized the FSB to the Russian people was that it was going to be no continuity from the KGB. But Putin is from both, so then he brought over a lot of KGB guys, so that lie was broken right away. But that's how they were going to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, but what's with Putin always like? He likes to walk around without a shirt to show off. Oh, I could kick ass.
Well, many of these people who are in on the other side, they're forced to do what they call deliberate self-incrimination in public.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they trust each other. Like, all those clues about Bush being part of the Kennedy assassination, he was the CIA manager of that event. Those things were left in public on purpose because they needed him to be exposed and be clearly guilty of conspiracy to murder so they could trust him. They don't... On the good side, we can take each other on our word. On the bad side, they can't trust you. They don't know you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they need you to, in a way, plead guilty in public. And so only, like, researchers and whatever realize this stuff. The general public never realizes this stuff. But they need you to sort of be guilty, and then nothing will happen because they control it anyway.
Like the Church of Scientology does to its members. They try to find something on you so that way you can't leave and you can continue paying your dues.
Right, well, that's if you've already done something. In this case, a lot of the NWO characters that we know have done stuff in public, like Larry Silverstein said that on PBS. Why in the hell would you say that? That's on purpose.
Right.
See what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's kind of
self-incrimination.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that because I was just having this discussion with Glenn Z of Weird Change New Jersey about music. And, you know, this whole thing about incriminating yourself for them to trust you. I was reading this article on VigilantCitizen.com, and they quoted Omarion from a pop group called B2K. Where they say, well, they in order for them to allow you to get famous and well known and become rich and powerful, you have to like submit yourself to like a dark. You basically got to incriminate yourself and you know, end up with the whole demonic symbology in your music. I mean, look at Rihanna. Look at Jay-Z. Look at Beyonce now. I mean, a lot of these. Lady Gaga, of course. That's the newest one. They don't let you perform. I mean, I remember you made the point that they write the script. They write your music for you. You can't be. There's no such thing as an artist.
Some of them they allow to take the credit for it, even though they clearly did not write their own material.
Right.
But they don't write their own material. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the name of that movie that Ann Arbor 9/11 Truth made, because that explains it real clearly. And they build on what that John Hankey taught in the JFK 2 movie to explain deliberate self-incrimination.
Yeah.
I'll find the title here in a second. It was really a good movie. It was real simple, but those guys fight a lot, the Ann Arbor one. You think it's such a nice area, they wouldn't fight so much, but they do.
Yeah, apparently, Casey in the chat room says, Marilyn Manson thinks Lady Gaga is over the top.
He thinks she's the tops, or what?
No, he's making a joke. Marilyn Manson thinks Lady Gaga is over the top.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
There may be several, a lot of people think there's several of her, that it's not the same woman you keep saying.
What? Maybe she has several. she has doppelgangers?
Yeah, but it's she's wearing so much makeup and so much stuff, and it's, a lot of people have said that.
Well, you think she's cloned and they just have her just running around so that way she could do all these photo ops?
Well, it's possible that she won't go along with it all, but they have other ones do other things that she won't do.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, because apparently there's a video out there that someone asked about her Illuminati symbolism in her music, and she just said next question. She didn't want to answer it.
Of course. There's no way they can talk about this. Not in a straightforward way. They will tell you stuff way out in the open, but not because you forward motion asked them the question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say, I am guilty of, you know, conspiracy to murder or something.
Right.
They will not say that.
Yeah, cool. Are you going to stay after the break? Because I got to take a quick break.
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only.
Men only.
In association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Wow.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the full box portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love once to the trenches. Suit up for...
Yep, what's up? Welcome back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We're doing news and commentary. We're doing, next article we got here is central banks dumping gold at a torrid price. This might explain in part the lack of floor underneath gold prices right now. Central banks, which have been building up their positions, are now dumping it. I mean, I'm thinking these are the fake gold that they're giving out. I mean, the gold that they sold to China, the tungsten gold. Central banks, little notice point at the back of a 216 page report released last week by the BIS shows the international agency taken 349 metric tons of gold since December, allowing central banks to raise a record $14 billion. The number surprised the market, which had assumed most central banks had retained their holdings of gold instead of the BIS data show that they had been entering these gold swaps, exchanging their gold with the BIS in return for cash, agreeing to repurchase the gold later. Oh, well, there you go. It's not that they're, It's like they're not producing new gold. It's not like they're getting more gold. It's just that they're buying and selling the same gold. Is that the scam? As the article notes, this has been going on for a while, and these transactions don't directly impact the open gold market, as it is not as thorough. Though it's not as though this gold is just flooding the market. Yep. Still, it signals a shift. It also signals a broader setback, perhaps, for advocates of gold-backed hard currency. The bottom line is that the central banks still want flexibility, even if it means potentially debased paper currencies. Gold obviously has its role, but in crunch time and at the right place, it also gets sold. So, yeah.
Well, two things. One, if you're going to buy gold, you have to make sure that whoever's selling it to you can actually physically deliver it. They want to sell you gold certificates. Like, we'll hold it for you. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of companies.
And then, number two, I found that movie. I made a tiny URL. I found it on Blip TV. tinyurl.com/opencomplicity.
Hmm.
And that's a really valuable one for people to watch because it explains this principle really clearly. I was shocked by this movie. It was pretty cool. It was a couple years ago, but it's still cool.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's something I got to watch after the show.
Oh yeah. So. Don't turn the radio off. Watch later.
Yeah. So all right. Good night, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. That'll just, yeah. This is, have you ever seen that movie, World's Largest Street Gang?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Very good.
I mean, it's like that came out, like, a couple years back. I mean, there's, like, enough, like, the way shit is going, there's enough for, like, a second movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, speaking
I really
of, yeah, you do?
Yeah.
What do you think of security guards?
One who are former security guards named Louis B. I like, but generally a fascist corporate security guard.
Is that why you lift up my shirt and you gave a raspberry on my stomach? I'm still wondering about that. Is that some
Greek that was only funny the one time? It's yeah.
What about the? Is that a Greek benzene?
No, it's definitely not.
It's not okay.
Now,
so it's all your own.
4 feet away from Louis.
Why are you trying to distance yourself further?
Because there's no possibility that's true.
Oh, okay. All right. You have an alibi for that night, huh?
I have an alibi for every night because I live four or five. I live in Ohio.
All right. Okay. All right. So you sticking to that story?
I mean, it's really funny, but it's not true. Yeah.
Are you sticking to that story?
It's the fact.
All right, so you're sticking to what you just said.
I got to stick to the facts. Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's the truth, Louis.
Okay. Watch me come out with, like, proof.
Yeah, just watch your webcam if it was true. Your keychain cam or something.
There's a picture of me petting Vicious Monster. And I'm not talking about the cat. So, anyways, California jury finds BART officer Johannes Mehershal guilty of involuntary manslaughter. A former Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer was found guilty on Thursday of involuntary manslaughter of an unarmed black male who was laying helpless and handcuffed on the ground. Involuntary? You mean he didn't have a choice?
Yeah, they always lie about what goes on. I mean, they'll shoot you over nothing, and then they'll claim that they had to. It was an emergency, or he attacked me.
like, or you're an 86-year-old grandmother, and you were in a defensive position, because apparently they ran up into your room, and what's your first reaction is to, like, you know, get yourself in a defensive position. Yeah. We don't know what she's doing, so we tased the shit out of her.
Yeah, she was a terrorist.
Jesus, he's 86 years old. Come on. I mean, their jaws are glass at that age.
Right.
Anyway, Officer Johannes told jurors that he heard a pop and thought the taser had malfunctioned when 22-year-old... Oh, damn. Excuse me. When 22-year-old Oscar Grant was shot to death on New Year's Day 2009. The killing was captured on video by several individuals who boarded a nearby train. See, them cell phone cameras are a motherfucker, aren't they? And especially with video cameras getting smaller and smaller. Man, I could just with my flip cam, I could just rush up on somebody. But anyways, back to the article. For the life of me, I can't accept that this was an involuntary manslaughter, John Burris, an attorney for Grant's family, said after the verdict was announced. He called the jury decision a compromised verdict. Grant's uncle called the decision a slap in the face to the family and justice itself. The killing sparked a series of rowdy and sometimes violent protests, and apparently the electric slide broke out for some apparent reason, blacks, even as Grant's family appealed for calm. After Thursday's verdict, Officer Johannes could get 2 to 4 years in prison, plus added time for using a gun. Whee! Barris suggests that the gun attachment could add years to a sentence up to a maximum of 12 years. Oh, 12 years. He'll still have a life. You mean a cop could shoot you in the head, and if they need a sacrificial lamb, 12 years.
Well, they want to make clear that the guns are illegal, so they have to do that because it's to scare you.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll reward him with a party, him and his Masonic buddies at the Fraternal Order of Police, you know.
While heavily criticizing the decision, Burris also cited historical precedent in adding, "I've never had a case in which an officer was convicted of any crime against an African-American male." He called the verdict a very small step forward, but also a step backward as well. So there was no advancement.
I'm sure they thanked him at his lodge, too, the lawyer.
Yeah. Man, it's really, really, there's an unspoken rule when killing a black man. It's, basically, fuck it, they make more. That's why it's legal to kill a black man. Which is why it makes it extra legal for when the black man kills a Hispanic. So that way they say it's not a hate crime. So, whoops.
The common sense reading of these laws, you know, where he says hate crime or minority, that's not what it really means. I mean, the ABL does not protect Jewish people. It protects the NWO.
It's just... of course it doesn't. It's not really to protect anyone. It's to deny people their freedom of speech. Because, I mean, I actually did a show like this. Like, okay, let's say I decide to, you know, I get into a fight with a black man. In a fight, you're angry, you're enraged, you're upset. You wanna hurt the person, not only with your fist, but your words. What's the worst thing? You're going to call him a nigger. You're going to say, you fucking jigaboo. You're gonna
I don't do that.
Well, you know, hey, I do. This is Brooklyn.
It's Brooklyn.
In fact, I say that to white people, too. I call white people niggers. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it really drives people nuts. To call a guy a cunt, that really hurts them.
Oh, yeah, no, I just started doing that because I saw this, I forgot the scene from a movie, and he's like, you're a cunt. You'll always be a cunt. You walk around, you're a cunt. Same though. It's just, alright. I mean, that's something that really should start coming here to the U.S. Just calling, you know, you just call another guy a cunt. Because it doesn't hurt women anymore to call them cunts anymore. Oh, oops. Okay. I guess Caribbean Critic wants to call in. So I got to call.
Should I just add him? I can add him to my call.
Oh. Well, yeah, there you go. That'll make it easier. So, what else? Let's see what other articles we got here. Oh, yeah. This is one I wanted to really focus on. I really should make a video about Missouri. Because it really seems like a lot of fucked up shit is going on in Missouri. Oh, man. Expect my daughter.
He's on.
Hey, what's up?
Evening, boys.
How you doing?
Yeah, fine, you man. How about this piece of news?
Ah. Are you on your boat?
No, not yet. No.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to build one, though. I've got several participants who are willing to assist.
Oh.
So what's your news?
Well, we're going to... I'm laying the keels for my big fuck-off catamaran.
Wait, what?
So I can get out of here. I'm just wanting out.
A catamaran is a type of boat.
Oh, okay. What? Where are you planning on moving to?
Not moving anywhere, really. Just moving out of the way. Just load it with food and pick up people. Go 12 miles off the UK to pick a couple of friends up from there. So get out of international waters. Out of national waters. Get people to just come on board. And then we'll just float around until the crisis ends.
Well, it's a new world order. You're going to need a spaceship. There's nowhere to go on this planet.
Well, they own the moon, so you gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah, they're going to have great difficulty finding one small little wooden boat in the middle of nowhere, aren't they?
Harp.
Oh, a satellite.
Satellite. I'll pick all the cloudy places in the southern oceans.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck with that. Have you seen this latest thing, though?
Watch out with the white claw.
It's reported today the UK military-industrial complex has just unveiled its unmanned combat aircraft. Should be going into service in the next year or so. Doesn't need an operator.
Oh, they love drones, yeah.
Well, no, this drone doesn't need anybody on the ground to control it. It's got everything. And it's not driven by
it's turboprop.
It's driven by a jet, and it's all the latest stealth technology and everything all thrown into one.
Wow.
Cost £125 million a shot.
Wow.
Well, when you have unlimited funds, you can just make money out of nothing. You know?
That's like $200 million per aircraft.
Imagine what the ashtray costs in that thing.
Unbelievable. Killing machines. What the fuck are we playing at?
Well, the Census Department of the United States, before they started the regular census this time, they began coming to known gun owners' houses with GPS and just GPSing the front door. There's a lot of that on film on YouTube. And they kept catching them and saying, what are you GPSing my door for? And they'd run away and freak out. I assume that's for some sort of drone.
Yeah, they're painting people's houses.
Yeah. Like, why do you need a GPS of where my front door is? You know, that's pretty scary. What will be showing up, you know?
The T-2000 unit.
They've got a lot of these ground-walking drone things, too. I've seen them where they can walk and they don't get tripped over by stones or by, you know, roughage or anything. They keep, you know, like weeble wobble, you know. Unfortunately.
A friend of mine from Illinois says, £143 million, that's a lot of Green Shield stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of little Debbie cakes. Okay,
Eric.
No. All right, yeah. Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah, I got to do this to myself, sorry. All righty. Joke dead. So, anyways, I just, this is where I wanted to get into. There's a lot of crap happening in the state of Missouri. I mean, this is, if some of you remember, you know, this is the state where the people came in looking on a search warrant with the SWAT team and killed the dog for no reason and shot at a corgi. I don't know if anybody knows what a corgi looks like, but I don't see them being scared by anything, especially with the padding these guys have on them. You know, for them to be afraid of a little corgi. And of course,
is that
of course,
the one where you shot a 7-year-old girl dead?
Oh no, it's standard practice for the SWAT teams in the United States. They will shoot your dog. No matter what it is, a yip yip dog, a dog that's asleep, they will shoot the dog during the thing as part of their training. They don't care what's going on.
Yeah. Also, some of you may remember Christy, who's in Missouri. She had her kids taken away for no reason, for no crime. In fact, yesterday she got a letter that they just added another. They actually changed the charges they're charging her with. Basically, now she's charged with basically grounding her kids. Like, sending her kids to their room. That's what she's charged with now. That's a felony. You can't ground your kids anymore.
Well, they make the elements of the case secret. You know, they misuse the concept of secrecy, you know, like when you're a rape victim or something. They've got certain conditions for secrecy, but they've expanded them radically. And then it becomes secret charges and secret evidence. You can't face your accuser because it's just some agent who made something up. And that you can't see the evidence against you.
Yeah.
It's like secret court, magic court.
Mm-hmm.
How can you defend that? You know,
yeah,
and they'll change the claim midstream. They'll do it another time. She'll defend on this one. She'll get there. The charges will change again. They don't.
Unfortunately, Lenny.
What?
A lot of these things are changing now. There's a group formed in America where they are using YouTube and videotapes of all these incidents. If there's an incident takes place, they put out a message on the net. If you've got a YouTube or a video of this incident, please send it to us. And
That's very important.
Yeah.
If you, I mean,
yeah,
you've got
and a lot of police
camera
now.
Camera.
Yeah, and a lot of police now are getting the sack, you know, getting kicked out of the force. City police forces, New York City police, has been fined $65,000 for one claim alone. And a lot of these people now are getting together and audio videotaping incidents where police are acting out of order and just showing it to the court, and the judges are throwing it out, and then they're taking civil action against the police departments and winning lots of money.
And you can never rest with one method. They're like the Borg. It's like fighting the Borg. If you hit the Borg with a baseball bat, you can never use the baseball bat again because they become immune to that one. You have to hit them from the other side. You know what I mean? It's... Well, after a while, no matter how great the thing is, and I assume they'll try this trick of the video, they'll find some way to dismiss live video in the courtroom. I mean, you know what I mean? You have to keep going with new strategies all the time because they always find another trick defense to get out of it, you know. Video is pretty hard to avoid, though.
Right. Well, anyways, back to the reason why I'm bringing up Missouri. The National Guard Homeland Response Force coming to Missouri. The U.S. Department of Defense announced Monday that Missouri will be one of 10 states to host National Guard Homeland Response Force units to help coordinate federal response to terrorist attack. Oh, supposed terrorist attack. In fact, a side note here, my friend Glenn Z from Weird Change New Jersey, he actually is piecing together something where there seems to be a threat on the Sears Tower that they might try to do a 9/11 style attack again, but this time in Chicago.
Yeah, Silverstein's people bought the lease for that as well.
Yeah.
Well, what I hear on the wires is that the National Guards are being deployed in 7 states.
Well, this news story is kind of interesting because they're acting like this is new. If you remember last year, there was all that trouble with the MIAC report. That was Missouri. That was the Missouri Fusion Center, which Fusion Center is when the local, the state, the municipal, and the federal cops all get together in one big meeting area to concentrate authority and multi-jurisdictional task force and all this stuff. So another branch of this again in Missouri? I mean, they already got in trouble with their MIAC report saying that people with the Gadsden flag are terrorists and people who like third parties, you know.
People that quote the
Constitution.
The Constitution are apparently evil.
No, if you quote the Constitution, don't you know you're a terrorist?
Yeah. Oh my God, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you quote the Constitution, you're obviously
Al Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim Refat.
Thank you. Gracias.
Wait a minute, if you're Al-Qaeda, you're just an element of the CIA.
Right.
You guys, you're just confused.
I'm not confused. I know exactly what the hell is not going on.
Right.
You know what's not? Well, you gotta read Rumsfeld's little diatribe. You know, There are unknown knowns and known unknowns and what have you. It's just nonsense.
Well, you know, the terrorists are just northwest, south, and east from Fallujah, he said. That was one of his lines. There's a whole lot of these lines.
God.
He's the new quail, the new bush.
Oh, man. So. All right. Well, this is I don't know if you guys found out. This is we're about to end the show, but you guys know that they raised the pack of cigarettes to $12.50 here in New York.
Wow.
Well, they don't want to kill you. They're going to use Agent Orange instead. It's more it's more certain. I read a report today. There are still hundreds of Vietnam vets dying from this shit Agent Orange that your famous company Monsanto developed. You know, where are they spraying it next?
Well, they've got obviously whole battalions, or I don't know what you call air groups who are ready to spray us with whatever. All they have to do is just add a new chemical in there, you know, along with the desiccated blood and barium.
Mm-hmm.
The barium is so they can find you by radar. You're just walking around, you know, they can see you.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So how do you wash that shit off?
As well, you know, you take this barium drink and then they can...
Yeah, that's what people know about it. When they need to x-ray you in the past, they would make you drink the barium so they could see your insides. Well, now they drop it from the sky. They've proven that because people, when they see the chemtrails, they put up collectors to collect the stuff that drops, and then they take it to the lab and analyze it. And it consistently has barium and desiccated blood and a few other things. But all they have to do is add the Agent Orange or whatever we're just talking about here. And that's no problem. Just add some more in there.
Yes, hi, Anon-Typo. I'm on typo is in the chat room. You go late. So I would like to thank everyone for listening. It's we're time's up. I'd like to thank Bush Crime Family. Check out Bush Crime Family's website, thefunfactory.org, for some fantastic graffiti art that's very, very New York. That's the and Fun Factory is PH. unfactory.org. Check that out. Check out crutchoutradio.com every day. Check out our store, crutchoutradio.com/store. Check out our... Oh, hold on. We got one last caller. A non-typo. You see? Oh, oops. A non-typo. Am I going to get Baba Booey today again? A non-typo. You call.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Hello. What up?
What's up? You love me?
I love you.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, well, that's nice. That's just a change I get.
Hear my music?
Okay, shoot.
Okay. There you go. I'll be back in a little bit.
Well,
you.
I'm ending the show.
Well, keep going with the plugs.
What the hell? I'll be back in a little bit. I'm ending the show like now. So, yeah, that's the Crutch Out Radio Show. We're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. Just search for the Crutch Out Radio Show, and you'll be able to download.
And also go to tinyurl.com/WFS podcast.
Yeah, the World Freeman Society, if you want to learn some interesting stuff on how to actually fight the system, like legally.
Lawfully. All right.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Louie.
All right. Good night, everybody. This has been the Crutch Out Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we say, you don't want to do your own research to prove that these things are real, then there's nothing I can do for you. So fuck you, too. Hope you're all right.